This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام عليكم شيخ.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.
We continue on the questions about Ramadan and comments about, you know, different worship forms in Ramadan. We come to Salat al-Tarawih. A lot of people are under the impression that, you know, Salat al-Tarawih is better at home. Is that true?
بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه بعد. Generally speaking, we know that Salat al-Nafila, the volunteer prayers, mm-hmm. are better to be done at home than in the masjid.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. With the exception of Salat al-Tarawih.
Okay.
With the exception of Salat al-Tarawih. Why we made the exception? Because of what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have done and said, and how the early generations have done as well. And the practice of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum and the Tabi'een and the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, generations after another, where they all pray Taraweeh in congregation in masjid. They did not pray Taraweeh at home. And Sahaba radiallahu anhum understood that, because in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as came in hadith Jabir and Aisha radiallahu anha, Aisha fi al-Sahihain, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went outside his house and he led the salah with a group of sahaba, and the congregation getting bigger and bigger for 3 or 4 days. Mm-hmm. And Jabir radiallahu anhu said, we prayed with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the night of the 23rd, the night of the 25th, the night of the 27th. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prayed with us in the 27th all the way until yani we thought we're going to miss al-falah, which is the suhoor, the late supper.
Yeah.
In any case, so Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I would have lead the prayer every night, mm-hmm. But I was worried that it will become an obligatory upon you to pray Taraweeh, or Qiyam al-Layl will become wajib on you, obligatory. That's why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stopped. But his actions and leading the Taraweeh for a few days is to show the permissibility of it, and it's sunnah, not wajib.
Okay.
So that's why al-ulama rahimahullah agreed that Salat Taraweeh is highly recommended, mm-hmm. but it's not wajib, it's not must, it's not a sin.
Yes.
In Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, man qama Ramadan imana wa ihtisaban ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi. Whoever prayed the whole entire month of Ramadan, make qiyam al-layl in Ramadan and prayed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all his sins, what's in the past and in the future.
And Qiyam al-Layl here is Taraweeh.
Taraweeh. Right. Taraweeh, it means night prayer in Ramadan.
And that name was not known during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, right?
During the Sahaba, they called it Taraweeh because they used to, Taraweeh comes from Raha, which is a break. Because they used to have 2 rak'ahs or 4 rak'ahs, then we have a break. Then 4 rak'ahs, then they have a break. They have 4 rak'ahs and they have a break. In Mecca, for example, they used to pray 4 rak'ah, then they have a break. And sometimes in this break will be enough for people to go make tawaf 7 times and come back again to pray the next 4 yes. sets for a 4 okay. and so on. So with this being said, you see how the Sahaba radiallahu anhu did. Umar radiallahu anhu walked into the masjid one day and he found the Sahaba praying Taraweeh in congregation, in groups. So it was suggested for him, why we let them pray in groups in the masjid? What if we unify them behind one imam? Instead of having multiple groups, have one imam and everybody lead. So Umar radiallahu anhu appointed Ubay ibn Ka'b and Tamim al-Dari to lead the salah. And they led the Taraweeh. See, generations after that, Ali radiallahu anhu walk into a masjid al-Kufa and he see the people praying in the night. And he said, نور الله قلبك يا عمر كما نورت مساجدنا في رمضان. May Allah put light in your grave, ya Umar, as you have put these lights in our masajid in the nights of Ramadan, when he unified the Muslim behind. Umar did not start Salat al-Taraweeh. What Umar did, he gathered them behind one imam. He found them praying in congregations, and he unified them.
Just like
imam.
What the Prophet did, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Exactly, bring it back to the sunnah.
Yeah.
Right.
And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in regard to Ramadan, في الحديث المشهور حديث الترمذي, he said, من قام مع الإمام حتى ينصرف كان له قيام ليلة. If you pray with the Imam until the Imam finished, as if you pray the whole night, and by the agreement of all the scholars, that this ajr. This is related to praying in congregation in the masjid.
Right.
Behind the imam of the masjid. And this is related to taraweeh. And I don't know any disagreement on that. Also, the previous hadith that we mentioned in Bukhari Muslim, Allah forgive all your sin if you make Qiyam Ramadan. Inshallah, you receive this if you pray at home as well. But it is more likely, more reward. We know Salatul Thaneen Khairun Salatul Wahid.
Right.
Two better than one, four better than three. The number at large, the better and more reward you will get. Also, when you pray in the masjid, you will benefit from the dua of the people. You know, you benefit from when you say Ameen, and the imam say Ameen, and you say it in the same time, your
with the
sin forgiven.
Also.
And
the
angels
yeah.
as well, your sin are forgiven.
Right.
When you say Rabbana walakal hamd as well, with the imam, your sin be forgiven. You know, when he says Sami Allahu liman hamida, the imam. So there are many opportunities. When people in Salah say Ameen for each other, the angels comes and surround those people on the masjid and make dua for them. So you get all these blessings for being in congregation. You're not going to get that at home. Add to this, coming to the masjid, the walking to the masjid. There is a hadith also reported that to ever walk to the masjid for a volunteer prayers, as if he gets the reward of umrah. So you get that reward for just walking to the masjid to pray the volunteer prayers. Also add to this, when you come to the masjid for taraweeh, you see your brothers and sisters, you see the community, you be here, you come early, you start making reading Quran, you make your adhkar, you know, you listen to maybe a khatira or a reminder from the imam, you attend dua al-qunut, maybe you don't know how to do dua as much as, you know, as good as maybe your imam doing. So in general, there is a lot of benefit of being together in Taraweeh. And that idea of not praying in the masjid, praying at home, or a group of people separate themselves. Maybe this has happened in an individual level. Somebody live in a masjid or a community where there is no good imam, there is nobody hafiz, or they don't pray according to the sunnah. Because some people pray Taraweeh like on a speed mode, you know, like
express prayer.
Allah, you don't benefit anything from it. Mm-hmm. Yes, I understand. This is the only thing that exists in your community. You might pray at home. But in general, we should change the situation in the masjid. We should not allow Taraweeh to be prayed this way. It's much better to pray lesser amount of, you know, verses, mm-hmm. but with khushu', with benefiting from it. And enjoying it in jama'ah with the masjid, as this is the sunnah of the sahaba radiallahu anhu. And the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, alaykum bi sunnati wa sunnatul khulafa, follow my sunnah and the sunnah of my companions, which means the khulafa here. Finally, I want to also mention that al-Mundhiri rahimahullah, which is a great scholar, he said that this hadith, all your sin will be forgiven. قال هذا يشمل الكبائر والصغائر.
Allahu Akbar.
He said that means all the major and the minor sins will be forgiven. Even though not agreed, like Nawawi rahimahullah said, no, only the sagha. But yani, inshallah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, fadlullah wasi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's generosity is so huge and there is no limit to it. So I encourage everybody to care for taraweeh. I encourage every imam to take care of the taraweeh prayer and to perfect it. I encourage all family to respect Salat al-Taraweeh, to come on time. Pray the full prayer. Remember, you pray with the imam until the imam finish, as if you pray the whole night. Don't leave early. And I encourage you discuss this with your community as an imam or a community leaders, to pray in a way that will accommodate everybody so they can pray
right.
together. And if you pray one extra, more, or longer prayer, you can always add after the witr as much as you want. الله أعلم جزاك الله خير
بارك الله فيك شيخ جزاك الله خير إن شاء الله.